Yishalmi Brachos, Daf, Samach Aleph. The Gemara discusses the Inyan, which is somewhat of a continuation of the Sugi before, but the Gemara on the bottom of Samach Aleph Beis discusses the Inyan of what happens, Nageyat to Brachos, when a food is changed, the form of the food is changed from a solid to a liquid, or a liquid to a solid, if that's possible. And what happens if it's you cook it and it changes its shape and form? What's the halacha of the brachas? So the Gemara says, Rabba Abba Amar, Rabba Shmuel Tarvaya Amrin. Both of them say, Yerek Sholok Oimer Ba'olav Shakol Ne'edvar. If you take a vegetable, you cook it, a cooked vegetable, then the person makes the bracha of Shakol Ne'edvar. Now, what's the cheshbon? Cheshbon is simply because, since you change, it's a different, it looks different, it tastes different. You can't say anymore bari priya hadama, that it comes from the ground, because it's now different. It changes the whole tzura of what it is. It's no longer a fruit of the ground. It's a cooked food. And the mela, they have a lucky change. The bracha is a shakol. Just to mention in the Bavli, we've had the Rashi Tosis there. The Shem explained we have interchangeable. Sometimes we call it shaluk. Sometimes it's mavushal. It's a cooked vegetable. Shaluk is also lushan. It's cooked. What's the difference? The Rishonim say that shaluk is cooked fully cooked, and mavushal is cooked less. Is partially cooked. So the So Mimela, the Gemara is here, the Gemara is using Lashon Sholok. So we cook vegetables as a shakol. Then the Gemara says a halacha, which is also the name of Shmuel, would seem for a moment it's like a stira. Azeira b'shem Shmuel, Zeira is the name of Shmuel, Rashi lift l'fasa shet sholker. You have a turnip head that was cooked. So then the halacha is, what's the rule of the bracha? If they're still in the same form, the original form, which means it's either shalem, or it's, even if it's cut in large pieces, that it's very recognizable what it is, then halacha is bari p'adama, make a bracha, bari p'adama. But if you ground it up, and then you cooked it, ground it up into small pieces, and you can't see anymore its original form, then aymelein shakol b'yavar. You say on that, shakol b'yavar. And again, the concept is that you... You change the form completely, so you can't see anymore its original tzura. Original tzura of what it is. So memela, then the bracha changes, and you say the shakol ne'abivara. L'chayra, it would seem that it's a stira, because we just finished saying the first, he started the Gemara today, Abba Amar Rav and Shmuel Tavayu Amar. Both of them say that I look at the shakel. And now, as the Erev Hashem Shmuel makes a contingent, it's contingent on whether there's you cut it very small and or you didn't, and the difference whether Alaka applies or not, it's a shakel or otherwise it retains its bracha of Adama. So it's a different, that's a different halakha. So how do we reconcile these two? Some say that the Ikka one is the second of Shmuel, the Kaitaki is a steer, but we pass in like Rav Zeira, the name of Shmuel, that's because the Gemara quotes now as kashas on the statement of Shmuel, and the Gemara defends it, then they ask another question. So the fact that it does that, it's a raya, that's the shita of Shmuel that we accepted. The other tries to, the Charedim, somewhat of an arichas, to try to miyashiv these two and explain that it's not a stira. That's really the same. Shmuel is really saying the same thing, and he's a little pliga. The Shmuel the Rashi doesn't argue what we said before over there, because this is over there is talking about a regular yerek chai, a vegetable that you eat raw. So you make a bari priadama, but here we're talking about where it's cooked and it's cut up. In such a case, he would agree that you change the tzura of the bracha. This is the way Rishonim, and he quotes the Reb Haigon, the Torah and the Shem Reb Haigon, that would be, so Shmuel is really one shita. It's not a stira of Rav and Shmuel, and that's how we learn. But similarly, the Pnei Moshe, the Rosh Mesulu, and the other Rishonim, the other Achronim here, don't seem to say that, and seem to say the Ikar is like according to the first shita here, the quoting of Zira B'Shem Shmuel, rather than the statement before, which is Rabbi Abba, the name of Shmuel. So and clearly, the Pnei Moshe says clearly, Upolag al Rabbi Shmuel, that he's arguing on that sheet of Shmuel, that and doesn't miyashiv that the Haredim tries to make it into one shita, that it's really saying the same thing. Okay, but Lemaisa halacha like the Zera b'Shem Shmuel, that if it changes the tzura, it completely you cut it off. It's small. You can't recognize that it's originally the turnip that it was before, the vegetable that it was. It's just hakol, and if not, it's still bari pi adama. Frank the Gemara. I'm Rav Yosi. Masisa Amrakein. Lachari, the Mishnah is a stira. Is a Mishnah stira to Shmuel? The halacha the name of Shmuel. Why? What does the Mishnah say? Chutzman apas. Every fruit that you have that grows on the ground, all bari pi adama, says the Mishnah, except one, menapas. Shall a pass who I met, I'm also lechem and aretz. Because the pass you say lechem and aretz. Fakhtum a pass laf shuki. Isn't bread, what is bread? Bread is ground, of grain that was ground in the ground, that was ground into pieces. Lamar lechutz men a pass, yet it says only pass. In other words, the Mishnah lechayra, if you read the Mishnah, and it tells you that all things that grow in the ground is adam except for bread. Even though it comes from grain which grows in the ground, that's a motzi, because it's miyuchad, it's special, as we explained when we read the Mishnah. So, memeila lechara diyik, that would be that only bread is different as a bracha of a motzi, because that when it's ground up, it becomes something else. But anything, all the vegetables that are ground up and cooked, should not make any nafkamina, and should be remain as a bari pi adama. So, lechara, the Mishnah, is a raya against the halacha of Zera in the name of Shmuel, that it always remains a bar pei adama, even if the tzura changes, and it's not. Now, lemaisa, as the derech in the Yerushalmi, which we found so far in the last 2 months, learning Yerushalmi brachas, that many times the Gemara asks the kasha, and the Gemara doesn't even answer, just go on to the next point. And the Yerushalmi had to scramble to find understand what the issue of that shaila was and how the Gemara intended to do with that. The Gemara intended just to ask a question and shlug it up, or the Gemara just mentioning a point, but the halakha is still like that member that it quoted. In the Bavli, you don't really find that. Usually every question is usually responded to, unless the Gemara answers teku, but or the Gemara comes out that in a chanami, the question is a good question. So here the Gemara ends up into a kasha for the Mishnah on Shmuel, and Zera, the name of Shmuel. Therefore, the halacha is this way, that the psak, and this is the way this psak is in the Bavli as well, that it's a, when it always remains a hadama, even if it's, except for a motzi, even if it's cut up into small pieces, it still retains its bracha of bari pi adama. That is the way the way that it's coming out, and it says that therefore, that would be a halacha lemaisa, as the Haredim brings down the same idea that Mashiach number of the Gemara of Akasha, and it says the Haredim answers that you see that if the halacha would be, and based upon the Bavli, that this would be the same thing, that it remains a adama and a tzura, and we don't paskin like that Razira in the name of Shmuel is the. It could be that's why the Gemara also didn't respond to this and say that as directly it's a steer in Shmuel, because we have a strong kasha from the Mishnah on this Razira in the name of Shmuel, and therefore that alone makes it not a libra delikosa, and therefore the Gemara didn't go further with that. Okay, the Gemara continues. The Gemara has another machlekes. Two Tamidim Rav Yochanan argue as to what his psak was. What is psak was when you have fruit that you cook up? Does it change the tzura? So you have a pickled olive. You say bar pi eitz on it. Pickling is like cooking. We know the Mefarshim say mevushel. We know the from our Shabbos, from our psakim. We know the halacha is mevushel is bishel is like bishel. Kavush is kemevushel. I mean that therefore it would be the same thing as cooking, and therefore the chid you would say, like we said before, that it would change the surah, it would change therefore the bracha. Then no, it still remains bari pi eitz. Abinyamin by Yefes b'shem Yochanan. A different Talmud said, no, it does change. A cooked vegetable, you make a shakal near b'dvaro. So you see, the chayra, two talmidim are arguing as to what Rav Yochanan shita is negated to this halacha. Halacha that you make a bari pi adama on, you make a shakal if it changes the surah, if it's cooked, and according to in the name of Yochanan, it retains its bari pi agafin. Bari pi eitz. It retains ayes kovish. Does not change. Which one would be correct? We'll bring a riot to second explanation of Yochanan. It's a mishas a riot to him. Why? Because we learned in the Mishnah Psachim, Mishnah says that a person is going to go ahead and be Yotze Maror. So halacha is, you're allowed to eat vegetables. The candy that are pickled, that are shlukin, that are cooked, or cooked, or mevushalon, are really cooked. You cook fully or cook partially. So Marsa im be'inan, hein, ima'ayin, if they look like, ayin, they still look like the original fruit of the vegetable, you're still Yotze, but Pesach, Yotze be'kavasa. So we see that what? Marsa says, what do we see from over here? That the Mishnah seems to say that the halakha would be that you change something into something new. It's not the same thing, and therefore the halakha is if it's the same thing, yotzei kavasa. But if it doesn't, if it changes its tzura, then it's not. So Rabbi Yama ben Yalfa said yerek shaluk amal shakol yevidvaro. So the chayra, this Mishnah in Psachim, is clearly supporting Rabbi Yamin by the shita of Rabbi Yamin by Yofis's opinion of Rabbi Yochanan, rather than the opinion of Rabbi Chia of Rabbi Shem Rabbi Yochanan. Because the same idea, we say that's the Mishnah of Kari telling you that the tzura, the bracha changes when you go through a process of cooking. So Gemara said no. Amar Rav Zeira said no. You can't ask me a kasha from this Mishnah. Why? Mine yoda mishemes mishemash mechum Rabbi Yochanan calls. How do you know? Who knows better? Who's a different Talmidim? Who's the best Talmud of Yochanan? Who's the better Talmud that knows how to say over Yochanan's Torah? Gemara says, is it Rabbi Chiya bar Abaye or Binyamin bar Yafis? Which one? Gemara says, which one is it? Gemara says, love Rabbi Chiya bar Ava. It wasn't Rabbi Chiya bar Ava. In other words, Gemara saying, you're asking me, Akasha, the Chodim Mishnah is a riot to him. But one second, we can't accept that. Because there are two Talmidim that are quoting Rabbi Yochanan. And they're arguing what Rabbi Yochanan's Shita is. And one says, which two Talmidim? They were both great Talmidim. Which one was greater? Was Rabbi Chiya bar Abavoy? Was he greater? So Mamela, we don't bask like Rabbi Chiya bar Ava over a statement of Rabbi Yamin bar Yolos. And Rabbi Yamin bar Yolos said, he retains his bracha very pre-aids. And Rabbi Yamin bar Yolos said, Shakol ni Abidvaro. So the Chari may be a riot from the Mishnah, but we don't pass like that. We should follow the opinion of the Tana of Yochanan, who's greater, who's a greater person. The old man, the Gemara said nothing. We have another raya. Gemara says that we have a raya. Man anan chamin rabbanon rav raya alun levarse. Gemara says we see the many great chachomim rabbanim went into the house of an avil, and there was a sudas of avilus. There was a sudas of avil, and they participated in the. In the Sudas Avelim. So what did they eat? Marsha Nisban Turmasin. They went and they ate turmas, beans, some kind of beans. Mavokan Lebarbi Adam, and they ate Barbi Adam. It was cooked. Isn't turmas cooked? So you see that the Chachamim went ahead and themselves were knowing that to make a retainer's bracha, Barbi Adama, even though it was cooked. So we see that therefore the proper thing is on Shalokin is Bari Pri Adama. As Rav Chiya bar Ava said in Rabbi Yochanan's Zayis Kavish, we said a pickled olive, which is the same as cooking, is Bari Pri Aids. So the Chari, that's correct. You see that the way they were knowing there. What says not in Tema, if you're going to say this halacha, that it's a raya, and it's damn, what about the Mishnah we quoted before that's a raya to, that says a raya to, to be up in my office, which now would be a kasha on this opinion of you. So how do you do it? Moshe Shnayu. Moshe says, no, it's different. Shem Amar Torah, Mamarin, Moshe Kiman Shazlokan Butla to Moshe. Because there, by the Torah, to my Pesach, was my Moro. And by Moro, you have to have bitter. You have to have some bitter. When you cook it, there's no more bitter. There's no more, it's not any more Maru. In Torah, so that's me Moro. So therefore, the reason why it's not good is the bracha, because it changes its surah. It's not right to eat for Moro when it lost its taste of being bitter. So Mamela, therefore, there was not the Mamorin. But the Moshe should look on Butler Mirasan. It's Bigfatl the Mirasan. And that's why we don't accept it. That's why they may have been able to eat it. The bracha, in a sense, it's fine. But it's the question of whether it was used for Moro or not that it cannot be, because it doesn't fulfill the requirement. When you cook it, it loses its bitterness, it loses its taste. But the Etzem, so the Mishnah is not really talking about our case, a different halacha, somehow whether Yotze Moro or not, and not the question of what bracha you make on it, so we could bring a raya from there, really not a raya connected the shita of Rav Chiya bar Ava, the name of Rav Yochanan. Okay, Mara says that they used to go ahead and they used to partake in the suda, and Mara says bring a raya that the Chiya bar Ava, which one was greater? It's a little bit strange that the Gemara says that wasn't he greater? Just points doesn't say why he was greater. But the other place in Shas is talked about Rav Yochanan that he was his close Rebbe and he taught him everything that he knew, and he stayed with him together, the Shamashim, and therefore he made him greater. So as you do it, seems that he was the greater. So it wasn't that we're putting down the other fellow, but rather the Gemara speaks about the connection that he had with his Rebbe. He was ma'ayan to everything that the Rebbe said again and again till he had a klar. Gives him a higher basis to step up in being able to accept his position as a raya, rather than using that position as a kasha to what his brother had put together. Okay, Gemara says so that's the verse. Gemara, let's go. Gemara talks about again of machlokas of Yochanan. So Gemara says now maybe there's a way of explaining this as well. Maybe Rav Chiya bar Ava not arguing the pshat of Yochanan. Why? Because Gemara says zayis shayidei darko lech lechol rachay. The normal way of a zayis is generally people eat it when it's raw, and if it's raw, it has a different set of rules to it. Avabisha kavash, but you know, even though it's pickled, it still remains just in a state, and therefore you think it because that's lemaisa b'etzem the thing that you're having. The tzura is the same. Moses says, yeah, but a vegetable given shalko nishtana. When you cook it, it completely changes. It's no longer the original fruit, so that's why it's no good. So b'meila, when you say that you make a shakol and cook fruit, that would be a regular fruit that you cook. That because once you cook it, it loses its tzura. It looks like a cooked food. It loses the tzura of a fruit or a vegetable, and therefore that's why it'd be a shakal. Masha'en kain over there by pickling the halakha over there is when he pickled it, so the maaseh went back to its original form, so it was still able to make the brachos. Whatever we did in those days you do the same over here. Nothing changed. That's a way a little bit to miyashev the stira of whether we hold the halakha of Yishmael or not. Which opinion of Shmuel would say is the halakha l'maisa? Okay, so the Gemara says, Mishnah says everything is considered fine except for the bread. Gemara says, except for pas, you make a mitzvah milk. Gemara wants to know about what kind of bracha. What is this bracha? Gemara says, What the nusach of bracha is. Rabbi Nechemian says, say that, and that's what you go out, that's what you have to say, that's what you say, and you go out. Gemara says, the Rabbana Amra Moti Lechem and Aretz. You don't say Ha Moti Lechem, you say Moti Lechem and Aretz. What is the difference between the two? So obviously, Chazal explained that the what Yishami is saying, what Nechemi is saying, that it's going to be something in the future, and the benching itself is the bracha is something that's going to be for this world, for this thing. Therefore, it's not. Both have provide the same purpose, but the Lamaisa is different. And there was completely Gan Eden, and completely there was no sin, no Moshe Rabbeinu. When he died, left this world, he was no more, didn't carry anything with him, no sins of Klal Yisrael, none of his own sins. So therefore, that's over there, why the Torah speaks about the Meriva and all the things that took place over there in the Midbar. However, beyond that, he says it's the rule would be that you can do so if that's what the halacha says, that it came back, then the halacha should come back to you as well, because the Torah tells you to come back. So that he would go ahead, and this is what he would daven for, that Shetaka go back to where it was before, where it was at the time of Rishon, that it was made. You didn't have to do anything. Bread was grew on the ground, grew on trees, so to speak. And you were able to go just take it, and have enough for a few days, and then more would come. So Emela. Therefore, the question I was like, which is the lashon, proper correct lashon to use? Besamayim, machlokas amayim would be the machlokas tenayim. So the Gemara says, these machlokas, these different opinions, are only based upon other conflicting opinions. One is learned lefes. We learned in the Mishnah lefes. What's lefes? Lefes is the Hebrew word that's sent for the. One says the lefes is the. Is a type of vegetable, and when it says in Machlokas Chinam Yitzchak Gishmol, Chanam Achad Lama Lo Pas Haisa, says that the name Lefes means low pas. There's no pas. Otherwise, it doesn't have any. It doesn't. No, it makes nothing. It's not pas. It's nothing. Left fesser means it's not pas. So it's nothing. The other person says pshat is that lama lo yefes. Where it says, what about sheisidim? Because the Tabal Lof is because it's going to be built in the future. Isn't it going to be built? Which means that one of the promises made with Mashiach, that things will go back in Mekedem, like Gan Eden, where Adam didn't have to work before Adam, the curse of Adam, Zeyas, Apechot, Ovelechem, and he just, it was grew from the trees, so to speak. Bread would just grow straight from the trees. Finished bread that he would be able to eat, instead of taking the wheat, the flour, and make the whole thing, it would grow. And that's what he was able to do, just pull off the lechem from the tree. And it would be, that's what would happen. So Moses says, therefore, you need to have that to do that. Moses says, therefore, here, the same idea applies. He would say, it's like, is it the future? Is it back what used to be? Well, Hashem did it, or would you say in the future what it's going to be? That's the Machlokes. So Moses says, what's this Machlokes? I don't know what this Machlokes is. Machlokes is this, the Shema Shaila. Shema, I'm the Chadam one says, Lepas, Chadam, Lepas, Lepas. So Lepas, what means, was this not bread? Wasn't this in the thing before Adam Arishon? Wasn't it different than it was in that time? The other one says, Lama lo, because Lepas is something that's, isn't it going to be in the future? So the same way that they're arguing here, the Tanoim, with the Nusach HaBracha, with the proper ways, the Moti Lechem, or is the Moti Lechem, whether it's going on in the past, it's going on in the Asid, it's in the future, is a similar Machlokas is going on here as well. Another Machlokas as to whether we say Lefes, is Lefes Lo Pasoisa, again in the future, or is it in the past? The same concept. So the, in other words, Lamaisa, the Shloah said, brings down that Adam had bread, so breads were large, grew very, very large, and each bread, and he finished it. And it was said that, therefore, over here, the lefes that came later, says it wasn't the same lefes that was there at that time, and the Marishon, my Gan Eden, it was changed, it became much smaller, and he had to work at it. And eventually, he'll come back, the lefes will come back. So So Chanama Lamelo, the other one says Lamelo Paz. Why not Paz? The Chanam, the other one says he has Sudalos, it's going to come in the future. That's the Lushan, that's what the Nusuk means. In the world to come, it's going to happen. You're going to have loaves. And loaves, love to eat loaves, as many loaves as you want. So therefore, that's the Lushan of what we use La Paz. So Gemara, another example of this, we find from the Pasig, Yichi Paz Pisas Bar Be'eretz Reish Harim. We have a Pasig that says that there's going to be Pisas Bar, and a hand that's run by the people, Rosh Harim. So the says, what's going to be? What is this? What is this referring to? What is this bracha that's referring to? This is the bracha. What is David Melch mentioned? He mentioned it to Hillam. So he says he mentioned Pas because that's what saved his life when he was running. That's all he took with him, and that saved his life. So the says, therefore, he wanted to make it a special thing to thank the Kadosh Baruch Hu and the slash Bnei Yisrael, and for all the nases that happened to him, so he provided these things. But they were still there. So therefore, it says that she would go, and it says you could sit on and he prays. So he said over the bracha, I'm mochi lachem aretz, and Rav Zira praised him. It was mishabech, and they said in such a lashon, I'm mochi lachem min aretz. It says why. Wow, what do you mean? Rabbi Nechemiah, he did it according to Rabbi Nechemiah. What do you tell me? He did, yes, what he did. He's on Amara. Look at the Machlokas Tanoim on that. And Nechemiah, look what Nechemiah did. And that's, see what it is. And that's what it is. That's what we'll do. The Gemara says that they tried to find out. They couldn't find. The Gemara says, so what happened? So, the Rosh Hashanah. The Gemara says, another story was what they did was because the issue between them was Lengea to Rosh Yosef, that their initials. What does that mean? What does it mean, initials? Because it says, they didn't want to go mix into this. Why do they want to mix into it? Because Mar says that there was a cheshbin of two words that start and then start with the same letter. It's swallowed up. You don't say it. So it says over here that what he did was he put this thing in the pasuk dafka where it's away, and if it's away, not in front of people, so that would be acceptable. But if it's in front of people and you're dealing with it, you have to know what the proper thing is. So each one had a different opinion. What to do? That was Rav's thing. What to do? So the Gemara says that the Mi'ata now, why the Chemi says Sheet is, Amin Aretz, Lo Shlai Vers Oshios. He said, means Lo, what does it mean? Lo Shitevus, Lo Vers Oshios. Lo Lashevus, Vers Oshios. That should not go ahead and be alone. You should put it together. So Gemara says that the if this is what the Svarim say, then that's what you should be doing. So Gemara says, and because of his asking me Bar Piagafin, now Titan Rabbanabon and Rabbanan, there's no place for Rabbanim to stay. So the Rabbanim stay there on their own car, their own place, dealing with their own people. So that thing we said would be fine. But Aditam Titan Bar Piagafin, which Brach are we talking about? That Brach said Nachemin that in the end later you make a Bar Piagafin, it's still gonna exist. But Rabbanan, and Rabbanan said, now the discourse of saying it before he goes. So therefore, that was what took place at this time. So Gemara says that this shaila, as the Chachamim speak about, somewhat of arichos, it's up in the air. This clarity about the brachos to make in different situations, who the Baal Bais, when the Baal Bais becomes, who has a day here to say which one should be, when put kaziyama, they often find to go out and see what people do. If here the machlokas amongst themselves to go out, so that would be something that would be difficult to commit to more than that. Continue from here tomorrow.